Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is a Summer's Eve show. My name is Alisa.
And I'm Anna.
Hey.
And we're two different people.
Guest, special guest, Anna Bangalyn. Liz, as I may have mentioned, we may mention this on the show last Tuesday, she has a work thing to do. She's actually debuting a film at a film festival in Kentucky. So that's her day job is pretty exciting. So so we do miss her, and I'm excited for her and her film that she's put together with some amazing people. And anytime you can get onto a film festival circuit, that's very, very good, very positive. And so we wish her the best of luck. I know she's hoping that we can maybe surprise her tomorrow going up to Kentucky, but I just don't see it happening. I feel bad about that. But
yeah,
with you in spirit, Liz, we do love you. And
really.
Just a lot going on. Yeah, you and I were just talking. So you are in Alabama, and you have been tasked with helping company.
A production.
Get
t-shirt.
Your stuff together.
Well,
production.
It's not just they. Yeah, these guys just don't do t-shirts, but t-shirts. That department, the apparel production is what my focus is, and it's speeding up production and shifting paradigms. Let's just put that. Which is really it's my thing. You know, that's a very unusual thing, but it's a thing, and it's a thing. So and not that you know, morale is down or anything. It's a way of being. So it's kind of cool. You've got people who've been with a company. The majority of them have been through a company. Most people listening to the show out there, there's a brand of apparel called Russell, and it's an athletic brand. And so this company was in Alexander City, Alabama, huge facility, and about 5 or 6 years ago was they closed. They moved distribution. So someone took over the production facility here and is using it, and they have lots of stuff. They have lots of clients. They have lots of projects. But folks are used to working a certain way, and it's a different paradigm now. So we've got to come in here and help shift the paradigm, which is go faster. you know. But and I say that jokingly, and at the same time, because I ran my own business, my own print studio, I'm really aware of what the possibilities are, and that's the cool part. I was here yesterday just taking a look at everything. We did a tour and, you know, just made notes, and they're just little tweaks here and there. There are some things that need to be changed, and there needs to be some educational stuff, you know, for folks that are doing this. So it's definitely huge. It's a huge facility and a huge task, and they're capable, though. I mean, I went in there, and they probably have, I think, 27 automatic presses and several manual presses, and anybody who knows screen printing knows that's pretty massive. They're all not all running. That's another thing. It's like, you know, they don't necessarily have all the people to put on here, and the ones that they are running, let's get them up to efficiency. So they're running really well and they are producing really fast. And, you know, Lisa, you've been with me for how long in this industry?
Forever.
And we were a tiny little shop with, really, we had one automated press and two manual presses, and we produced a lot of goods, and we produced them fast and good. And, you know, it was a good job. I think we did a really excellent quality job, and we did it really well, and we turned around really fast. And so that's taking each of these individual presses and getting them up to that speed. You know, I bought my press back in 2000, 2001. These are new, like really beautifully new presses. And hold on 1 second. Let me see what this is. Anyway, so lots of strange things. We are in a I'm staying in a hotel here in Alexander City. So it's a tiny, I'm just going to say, it's a tiny little town. Teeny tiny little town. So chances are the phones are ringing, things are happening, and I told them I wouldn't be in. What is it? You're on the Eastern, I'm on Central Time, so
right.
We're an hour behind you. So I told,
right.
Based on the show and everything, there's going to be a certain time that I would get in there. So I think it's ironic that everything starts happening when I get on the radio. Phones are ringing, people are bumping around in the hallway. I don't know how much of that you hear, but it's kind of funny.
Just the phone ringing. That's it. Well, that's good though. You know, usually it's funny how things do happen. It's usually when you're the busiest is when you have more opportunities to be even busier. Because, all of a sudden it's like, oh, you've got momentum going. So what else can you do? You know, and can you juggle these cats? And can you also, there's a lot of stuff you can try to do. And it's just because of that momentum. So, you have had a lot going on in just transitioning from one place to another. And in a sense, like redefining your space and redefining where you want to be and what you want to be doing and how you're going to do it.
Right.
It's familiar, but it's with some different variables for you to consider.
Yeah.
And how interesting is that, you are sitting, consulting with this place that is super, super busy. I mean, that's a lot of shirts.
And that's just one client. That's what I was telling
right.
you. Right.
For them.
That's
just one of their
for
clients.
For them.
Right.
One of their clients. Right. And the thing that, like yesterday I was in there just in observation mode, and I find it, first of all, I'm in my element, so I'm loving it. And then
all right.
it's like I'm just listening. I'm listening to what everybody has to say. I'm watching. I'm observing what's going on. And it's really interesting to me. I'm in my head, I'm trying to do numbers, not like you do numbers, but do numbers on how many are you guys producing? What's going on? Let's look at the quality. Let's look at, what are we, and it even comes down to, what they're spending on supplies and how they're doing all of that stuff. And so,
mm-hmm.
It's interesting how my, I say my little shop because I had my little shop for so long, it was automated for half of that, so about 32 years. And you think about, I can take my little, what I knew and how I turned my shop and how I worked my shop efficiently and place that into this space. So I think that's the cool part, but also the human element that has to go in there, people. How do we talk to people and how do we treat people?
Mm-hmm.
But, go back. I know you were saying about transition, so let me back up. And I think that's part of why when I was asked to do this that I did it because it was familiar. And,
mm-hmm.
And like you said, I am transitioning everything, business, home, everything. I don't even really, right now I'm honestly considering Alabama as my residential state, which I don't not necessarily want to do. And at the same time, it's not that where I'm at right now is determining that at all, because this is a temporary thing. And my father lives in Alabama. Hi, Dad, if you're listening, love you. And so using that space as my address, because my home's up for sale. My studio's in storage. My home's up for sale. I've been transient now for since end of July. So
right. Well, for longer than that, actually, but yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And but the finality of it is, these things are happening, and I went from a space of kind of being sad about it and even going through fear, you go through all those emotions and you check into all of that, into relief and then optimistic possibility. And then I think I've met a lot of people along the way who are kind of going through some similar stuff, you know, and just in transitioning. I mean, whatever happened to get them there, that's their own little thing. And how did, and then it's that, how do you use that to push you forward and take you to that next step? And I think that's the really interesting part of, honestly, everything that's probably transpired more the past couple of years, and not only for myself, but Liz has had major transitions, and you know, there's a lot of folks I've run into, and it's like, oh, you wouldn't believe what's happening to me. It's like, no, I believe it. You know, no, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I get it. You know, and there's so many beautiful things that have come out of that as well. You know, I've talked about meeting my brother Bob, and then the fascinating part was, I don't know that I've even talked to you about when we packed up the studio, and I had a referral from the guy that worked on my machinery, who said, this guy's going to call you. Well, I never got a call. Well, I didn't say never. I waited and waited until the last week before my print shop was supposed to be out of there, right? And so
I
get a call, and the guy's like, I've been trying to call you, but I had the wrong number. So how interesting was that? And then he said, all right, we're going to come by on this day and we're going to pick up your stuff. So my stuff was supposed to be out on a Tuesday. He told me he'd be by on a Friday. Made me feel great. We were going to go Friday, Saturday, get it out of there, clean the warehouse up. We'd have a couple of days left. Didn't hear from him. All of a sudden he drops off the face of the earth. He calls me Saturday morning. Sorry, something came up. I promise I will be there late Sunday or Monday. Now I'm getting really nervous because we have to be out at midnight on Tuesday, right? And so this is how the universe works, though, and I have to just chuckle at it. We continue to box things up. We continue, and for just to kind of put a little picture in your mind, one of my presses alone was 13 feet in diameter, and we broke it down into pieces, but you're still talking about something that required either a pallet jack or a forklift to pick up. So we had several pieces like that. And so Monday rolls around. This guy shows up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the evening. And I'm looking at him, and he's got this trailer that doesn't look like it's really going to hold a lot. I will tell you, these guys, though, they got the majority of the bulk of the heavy stuff on this trailer and took off to South Carolina with it. We loaded up another box truck with some stuff. He took off. Well, he parked it. So the plan was meet in South Carolina the next morning. We did that. It was just crazy how it's almost as if once it was set in motion, it was choreographed. And
right.
Everything got handled. And we literally locked the door at 10 p.m. on Tuesday night. So we had 2 hours left. But we had that warehouse cleaned out. We had it cleaned out. We had it packed up, and it was done. And I thought, you know, just trust. And I think that's a huge word that a lot of us, you know, trust in the. And when I say trust, it's not about. And I say not trusting in people, because that's a whole other show. But it's trusting in the universe. Trusting in source, trusting the universe to guide you and to shift you and to push you in the directions that you need to go, or allow you to go. I don't say push you, because it's a choice. And meeting that guy is why I'm here now, because he's like, you know, you have this experience. We need the person with the experience to get in here, and we need to shift these people. Or try to help them understand what needs to be done in order to get the projects out, da 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 da. So one thing after another. So because I had no idea, I mean, I can do graphics, yeah. I can do coaching, put my shingle out, do all that, yes. But part of me is like, I just want time out. I wanted space. I wanted time and space to kind of breathe and just be, you know, working on my house, getting it ready to sell. It's ready. It's on the market. And what's next? What's next? What's next? What's mm-hmm. next? Met somebody yesterday. I'm looking for land. I said, come sell my house and buy some land. Well, here's 9 acres with a log cabin on it right up here. Beautiful. I said, I want to see it. It's beautiful up here. I will tell you that, because I would really love to have that retreat space So it's, and there's more to the story. There's so much more to the people that I've met and the opportunities that have come available just by saying, I'm releasing this out into the universe, and so with releasing that, I open myself up to possibility. So that transition becomes, you know, opportunity. It becomes something more. And I think that, you know, I said too, I'm looking at shaman school, or you know, I'm looking at all of these other things because it's what feeds my soul. You know, I think that's the thing is, you know, are we actually feeding our soul when we do what we do on a daily basis? So, did I get off the tangent there? I'm just kind of, you know.
I'm going to be the one, girl, you need to rein it in. What you talking about? No. It's you have to kind of ride that wave because I know that's how it works. You know, it's not just one thing.
Right.
It leads to a lot of different things. So, and I haven't had a chance to really catch up with you.
Right.
You know, you and I have seen each other very sporadically, sporadically over the last year. definitely over the last few months.
And I haven't really been in Georgia very much.
Right.
I've been spending, you know, a lot of time in nature and going where I'm being led. And if it's, you know, a lot of it's the beach. Yeah, I get it. And you got to go to the beach and put your feet in the water.
Yeah.
And it's being able to just, like I said, go. I mean, and you know, as a numerologist, for me, this is the year of shifting and changes and going with the flow, and or not. I don't have to, but it's a choice, right?
Right.
So
I get it.
Yeah, one thing after another. You know, the weird part is, like, when I am in Georgia, and I've been known to crash on your couch at random times. I'm coming over. Give me a call. I'm coming over. I'm going to crash on your couch. And that, I think that's the oddest part for me, is reaching out and asking for, I don't want to say help, but assistance, you know, or asking for an opportunity. And that's been very different. And that's, again, we talk, you know, I've been having mega discussions about giving and receiving. It's an energy. And what we put out there, we will get back. And I realized that because I have, you know, in the past, well, you and I have had this discussion, you know, you've got to be able to receive. Anna, you've got to be able to receive. And I love to help people. I love to share. And I love to, if I've got it, it's your, you know, if I've got it and you need it and it's just sitting there, it's yours. I mean, certainly clearing out my house has been that for me. It's like, who needs couches? Who needs appliances? Who needs what? You know, let me know. And it's here. So that's been beautiful when, you know, you get somebody who comes and picks up, say, my huge wall bookcase and comes in and you meet a friend. You have a, you know, you've got someone who becomes a kindred spirit or a friend, and you gifted them with this thing that they absolutely love, and they're telling you all about it, and they're sending you pictures of what they did with it, and, you know, all this stuff. It's like, it's so cool when that happens. And I think, you know, so you've got to look at all in the scary part or the fear part or in the sad part of me letting go of my past, you know, 20 years. I've really received a lot of gifts in that, in people, in time, and people giving to me. You are one of those people when I need it. You know, you need, not only are you an ear to listen to me, you've given me very sound advice, and you've also let me sleep on your couch. So I'm really, really appreciative of that. So, you know,
we're family.
The best,
of course,
you're, oh
my God. You, if we had a spare room, you'd be in that room. You know, we're family, so that's,
know, right?
That's how that works.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, the way you have helped so many other people as well on their journey, you know, without you even really thinking about it, because you just how you are, it's in your DNA. You have done all those things for me and more. I mean, you feed me really, really well. I don't really feed people well. I'm like, we can go to my favorite restaurant.
I do like to cook.
You do like to cook, and I like to eat what you cook. So see, it works out really well that we are related in this lifetime again.
Again.
But you know, you and even with you don't even have to have anything really, Anna. It's really just your presence. A lot of people just, you know, you're naturally very positive, and funny. So you know how to lighten the mood. So I mean, I've seen so many people over the years who that's all they needed. You know, maybe not even having a full on heart to heart come to Jesus kind of conversation with you, but just being around that energy is uplifting, and that is why, you know, when it's time, when you do need the help, and even when you don't ask for it, because you have plenty of people who are like, girl, you need some help, you know, what can I do for you? And I know it's not easy for you because you're so used to being on the other side of that equation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true for a lot of people, particularly women who are caretakers or caregivers, whatever, giving and taking care. They're used to being seeing the whole situation from that perspective. And I think when they're aware that it's not from that same perspective, they're thinking, whoa, something must be wrong with me. When it's not that something's wrong with you, it's just that, you know, sometimes you need a different type of outlet and you need the attention to go a different way. And we are, I think, starting to get to that point where it's not not something to be looked at in terms of good or bad necessarily. Usually it's bad, or as a form of weakness. It just that vulnerability lets people kind of ground you, help ground you, and they look at you like, oh yeah, you know, you are human, and you know, who am I to hold people up on a particular pedestal and not allow them that kind of contact.
Right.
When
right.
Everybody needs it. I mean, everybody needs it. So
this is
almost in the face of all the things that's happening, you know, just in general in our everyday lives, you know, the need to show dominance or to wield power. It's very interesting how we can start to make some very fine distinctions and change our tune on what that really means and what that can really feel like. Because there's a lot of power in being vulnerable, but the power that the way we use power, and define it is by its very nature has to be changing because of how you use it. Everybody has it, you know, has a different idea of what it means to have power, to be powerful, to feel empowered.
Mm-hmm.
And again, not putting a spin on good or bad, but there are consequences to anything that we do. And, you know, as we start to see some of our patterns, we realize, well, these consequences, you know, if I keep doing the same thing, that's going to be the same consequence. So how do I change that? When we start to pause for a moment and ask that question, that's when that shift happens. Even the words we use, it's a softening. And I would say, I think there's a lot of power in softening of our motivations and of our perspectives and of our expectations and of how we view our world. Because when we are so inundated with how scary this world is and how, how powerless you can feel. I think it's just reinforced by you know, the stuff that we watch for fun, you know, and this is someone who just binge watched a whole bunch of TV shows on Amazon Prime. So I get it. I'm like, wow, you know, but you're so engaged with the story. The thing is, you have to know when like that's a story and what elements can you pick from that? But realizing, wow, you know, if we didn't have the whole setup, the whole premise of good versus evil, the whole premise of someone's going to take something from me, or someone's already taken something from me and I got to get it back, of having this such a definite delineation of, well, this is mine and that's yours, or this is my line and I'm putting, you know, we have so many things we try to, again, categorize that the concept of sharing can be like, no, not going to share. And then in other cases, it's totally fine to share. Like you and I don't think about that. I'm like, well, why wouldn't you stay here? If you're tired, of course, you know, of course you can stay here. Mm-hmm. Of course you can stay at our house. And if you're hungry, of course we're going to be able to eat. Those are things that, you know, in that context, you know, it's a no-brainer. And it's like a formality. It's being polite, and it's not like I'm going to take advantage of you. I'm going to take all her eggs so she won't have anything to eat for the rest of the week. It's, you know, it's not bad at all. But there's certainly some family dynamics where, yeah, that opportunity is cut off for the time being because of, you know, bad behavior. You know, like you got me wrong, and I'm not going to do that. So that's, you know, so I know what happens, but when you see these patterns and these are archetypes in some cases, you kind of know a few different ways of how that could have changed the story, how a decision or a remark could have changed the story. And that maybe that's why we get new stories, you know, a spin on something that you've heard before, but wow, that what if, like that choose two paths. And if she had just missed that train, then she would have met this other person and her life would have been completely different. You know, that type of thing.
Right.
Sliding Doors is the name of the movie I was thinking of for that one. There's so many
possibilities.
Yeah. So when we look at how we can change things, I mean, that's what I was talking about on Tuesday, is we need to be able to look at how we personally have been doing things and how we've been responding to things. And what are we looking for? So, and it's not the only solution, but it's a start to where you can start looking at how your story has been evolving, and where, like, you know, where, think about where you are right now. You know, it's not going to be all sunshines and roses at that point, you know, but look at, you know, you seeing some daylight where, look at this little opportunity. And I totally get you being in your comfort zone, because so much of what you've been experiencing lately has not been very comfortable. So I'm not surprised that you have this opportunity to kind of feel a little more grounded and in your element, as you said, in this situation, being in Alabama, and making some decisions from that point of being, you know, pretty grounded, like, well, yeah. And 'cause you know, and you know better than anyone, you can change that situation in a heartbeat if you needed to.
Sure.
And you know you can.
Sure.
So,
well, the cool part is I have a choice. I have a choice to walk away from.
Sure.
I can go in today for a couple of hours and then turn around and say, okay, today my work is done. And nobody has to say, well, you have to stay here or your company's going to fail, or you have to stay here, or, you know, you're fired, or, you know, whatever that is. And again, it's all about choice. And I want to talk about something that you said, because it's when you get into a point where you're uncomfortable, and you said that, and I was like, you know, that's the thing. And it's something that I've been talking about for years, is you stay in an uncomfortable comfortableness. And one of the things that I've been wanting to be more aware of is how I feel in my own skin in different situations. So, for example, I have lived in Atlanta for the past, 42 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So 42 years I've lived in the same area. I know the area well. It's comfortable to me. I've lived in several homes in the area, you know, grew up in the area. So, you know, have family in the area. So when all of these decisions were made and these choices were made, and basically I was, you know, oh my gosh, my foundation has been rocked, blah, blah, blah. It was putting me in a position to experience something that I've never experienced before. And so it was uncomfortable. I mean, really uncomfortable for me to not be able to walk into my home and go into my living room and watch my TV. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? And something as simple as creature comforts or just basic necessities it's so amazing to have those things kind of taken away from you. They're not, because you can, like you said, I can go to my favorite restaurant. I can hang out at my cousin's, or I can hang out at my aunt's, or I can hang out at my dad's or my sister's, or any, you know, you have places. And a lot of people don't even have that. So, and for me, to actually not have a place that was mine to be was very uncomfortable. And so I'm sitting in that. I'm sitting in that, getting comfortable with yourself, not having those basic things that are yours. And I don't want to say that I don't, because I do. I mean, you know, at my dad's, I have my own room. I have the whole run, you know, you have the run of the house. It's a great house, great yard. I mean, it's great. I'm not saying I don't have that at all. I'm just saying that I've put myself in situations where I would never do that before. Like coming here to check out this facility, and I'm not even intending to stay overnight, and at the same time having these conversations and realizing there's much more stuff that needs to be done here, or things that need to be tweaked. And I will probably come back here next week and ending up staying here, and, you know, things like, okay, I'm staying here, but I've been traveling with a duffel bag in my truck, and I took it out at my dad's to wash clothes and stuff. And it's like nothing here. So, you know, having to go get your basic necessities like toothbrush, you know, change of clothes, you know, it's like all of these things. So and that might sound a little like, well, that's not tough. Well, no, it's not. But when you come, it's also who you are. And for most people who don't know me, and because I do get on the air and I talk, and I talk to a lot of people, I have shifted that paradigm. I used to be an introvert in a major way. I used to not even want to put gas in my car. I wouldn't go to malls. People didn't know that part about me, because there was a part of me that just was in a place of major fear about just living life. And when you decide, it's for me, I look back at my history and think, steps, here are some steps, here are some steps, here are some steps to having somebody either there, whether it be, you know, a husband, a wife, your children, something, you've got kind of a grounding force there. So taking that information and just saying, you know, and there are a lot of people out there who aren't happy with their life. And it's like they have everything. They have everything to the eye. To somebody observing, they have everything. You know, beautiful home, beautiful family, cars, the stuff of life, you know, the tangible matter of life. And yet they're still in this space of wanting. And so you have to check in with yourself and go, what's my next step? What's the thing that I want to do? And some people don't know. I mean, I run into that with Toastmasters. People come into Toastmasters. What is Toastmasters? It's a speaking club. They come in, and we ask them to speak, and they're like, oh, no, I can't do that. Well, you're here. What are you doing here? You're scared. You know, let me use the word shitless, because that's it. You're scared shitless to get up here, but you're here. You brought yourself here. So why don't you take that one step and just get up here and tell us who you are. Tell us something about yourself. So I'm saying take that one step, because I went from someone who wouldn't go to the malls and hated to go to the gas station and put gas in my car. How crazy is that? Like, there was a creepy feeling when I did it. I just didn't want to do it. I just had this fear of being around people, and it was crazy. I mean, I had to say that to myself. What's the next thing for me? What's the next thing? And so as I step up and say, all right, I'm going to take this step. I'm going to take this class, or I'm going to do, but then if you don't, the universe will do it for you. The universe found ways to shake up everything that you do so that you go and get on the path that you're supposed to be on. And I will tell you that right now. So I know what I'm doing here right now is temporary. And the fact that I could get in, you know, just go and do it and not have any plan whatsoever, which sometimes does drive me crazy, but it's like, all right, we're going to do this, and just kind of see where now it's like, let me see where the universe is taking me. Let me see who the universe is putting in my path. Let me see what opportunity is going to show up today. What is my gift in today? So I will tell you, it's been a very interesting journey to, you know, be in the city that you've lived in for the majority of your life and not feel like you're at home, not feel like you have that. And even though I do, I have a key to your house, you know, I can get into my sister's house. I can, you know, it's like I can always call, you know, one of our aunts or cousins, you know, and friends. It's like you always have that opportunity. At the same time, you just sometimes, you just want to go home. Like, I just want to go home, you know, whatever
right.
that it means to you. So that, and having that feeling, and not that I want to get over that feeling, because I do want to establish my home at some point. Not right now, because I'm in that space of what happens when I get in my truck and I drive over here, or what happens when I get in my truck and I drive over here. So that's been kind of neat to be able to say, yes, I'll come up to Alexander City and see what's going on. We'll hang out for a little bit and kind of talk to the people there. And so I'm just saying, you know, for those that are listening, it's like, take that one step out of your comfort zone. And,
right.
You know, because when you don't do that, the universe will do it for you. And instead of asking why I'm in this situation, ask what is my gift in this, and watch what shows up, and watch how things shift, and watch how things change and evolve. And it, you know, only speaking from my experience, it's all that I have. It's been a fun ride. It's been scary at times. It's been like, oh my gosh, you know, do I really want to do this? Like, and I'll be honest with you, like, really having to put my house up for sale, it was pulling teeth for me. It was not easy. And I do appreciate the fire that had to be lit under my butt. I'm not going to discuss that, but and you know, all those feelings of this is my house, I paid for it, you know, blah blah blah, blah, you know, all that. It's like, just ugh. And I had to, and you were saying what it is that we're saying to ourselves or whatever. It's like I had to, and the same thing, I had to stop myself. Just let it go. It's, first of all, it's stuff. You know,
right.
Quit saying I miss my kids. Say I love my kids. You know, the moment I threw out that I miss my kids hashtag, I got to see them, and I've been able to see them sporadically off and on. And that's been, I bless that. Every time I have an opportunity, I bless it. And it's like, this is the gift. This is the gift. This is how it has to be right now. This is the gift. And so whatever it is that's going on in your life, just look for that gift and look and just, you know, be in it. Step into the uncomfortableness of it until it becomes the, I want to say cardigan sweater. When it becomes the sweater or the blanket, it becomes comfortable. Step into the uncomfortableness until it becomes comfortable. Then guess what? You've expanded. And then pat yourself on the back for that. And then guess what? Do it again and do it again and do it again and do it again. And every time something happens in your life that helps you shift, and what do they say? It's not done to you, it's done for you. And I know sometimes we have conversations with people about that because they just don't believe I didn't create that. It's like, you know, we create everything, folks. Get, it's almost like, you know, when people, some people, you have people who are real snarky and they're, oh, just get used to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say get used to it, because then, you know, once you get used to whatever that uncomfortable thing is, you've grown. Like I said, didn't like to pump gas in my car, you know, and then you grow and expand. And now that's not even, it's like, oh, we need gas, let's go. Didn't really like going out to stores and the malls. And I still feel the energy of it. And so I pick my times, you know, like real early in the morning, or, you know, when I don't usually go to malls, you know, but
right.
I need something.
Yeah,
if the store's open, I'll go. You know, so different things like that. You pick your times, because I think a lot of us are, well, we're all energy sensitive, but it's to the degree that we allow ourselves the sensitivity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think that's, I think those have been real interesting ahas for me, real interesting just eye-openers.
Right.
To sit in. Yeah, go ahead.
We do have a couple of hands raised, so maybe they'll add to the conversation. But yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
you've been through a lot, so I'm glad we're catching up a little bit today. So that's nice. Let's get to our first caller, area code 805. Good morning, you're on the air. Who is this? Area code 805.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm up so early and I dozed off. Hi.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm out in California. This is Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. Nice.
You're up early, Donna.
She is up
early.
Yeah.
sleep.
So so what brings you to our show today?
Well, you know, I was meditating the other day, and I heard a real intuitive message come through and said it's coming soon. So I don't know, maybe that's a husband that I want to meet or more finances, and so I'm not sure what
were you meditating about? Were you meditating about anything in particular?
Well, no, I prayed that I'm going to meet someone and get married one day, and my finances can improve, and I can help my nieces and nephews, and yeah, things like that.
So you heard the word that's coming soon.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
What I like about that is,
I mean, clearly that was the message for you, right? So what I like about that is it isn't left to anybody else's devices to figure out when. And for you, this is like the purest message from the universe. It's coming soon, and it can cover all those different categories that you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
In a sense, the message is very much saying, just be open and be aware of what it was that you were, meditating about, praying about, and just allow for those opportunities to show up, because a lot of times it's never like a direct answer, with the universe, because it would kind of take the fun out of everything, it's like saying, well, you have a party on your birthday, but you just don't know if it's going to be a surprise party or if you have to do all the work for it. But on that day, or usually a day before or around that time anyway, you get a lot of little, like, hey, happy birthdays. And so these are like the little things that, like, you kind of expect it because it's your birthday, but you don't really know to what degree. And then, depending on how we're wired, sometimes we want to be truly surprised, but because we're expecting it, we're not really surprised.
you really
want something to wow you. And so we kind of play these games with ourselves. And so when you get these kinds of responses when you're meditating and you hear it, you heard that, then leave it open-ended and leave yourself room for the wonderment of how the universe unfolds for you. And I think that's going to be the biggest joy, because then you're not looking at something that has to fit a particular answer that you already have in mind. Because what you match up in your mind to what your world is could be very different, but energetically, it's actually exactly what you're asking for. So sometimes we need to be open and to see beyond what we're used to seeing, and just energetically feel like, am I getting my needs met here? Is this really what I wanted? And if you're very true with yourself, you can say, you know what? Yeah, this is. When I'm not so uptight about how I'm going to get it, it has to be with in pre-packaging and a little bow, and it has to be the right kind of bow and the right design. When you get too nitpicky, it can kind of take away from the fun of actually receiving the gift itself. So I like that the answer you got was sort of open-ended. It's on its way. It's coming. It's coming.
Just that.
It's like getting a movie trailer, and it'll sometimes these movie trailers give you way too much detail, but it's like, oh, it's just enough to tantalize you, like, oh, coming soon. Well, I can't wait. And maybe don't give you a particular date that movie trailer. It'll be in November. Sometime in November, and you'll probably forget about it until November hits, and all of a sudden you're like, oh wow, look, there it was. So. We have to allow ourselves the mystery of how the universe works. And I think that's what the message is for you, is just allow for that, because that way you can still be excited and not feel burdened by this knowledge of, well, it's going to happen, whatever it is, it's going to happen sometime soon, whenever that will be. See how all those doubts can kind of chip away at the initial message of excitement. Yeah.
I
like it.
It's also to prepare, and the universe is like, it's coming soon, so you don't have to worry about it. You need to let it go and prepare for it. So prepare for that partner, prepare for, you know, and even make, I always say make lit, like what, write down your details in that partner, you know, that you don't have to put a specific face on it, but just what are the details of that person. And then as far as finances, when you have those finances, what are you going to do with that? And feel yourself in that space of whether it's a, you know, a home or a car or some investments or just a big dinner party for family and friends, you know, so whatever that is, whatever that possibility is, and keeping it in a place of excitement and knowing, you know, if the universe says it's coming soon, then, ooh, what are my possibilities in this? And, ooh, what's my potential, you know, husband going to look like, or not look like, but you can say, yeah, I want somebody with, you know, blonde hair and blue eyes or dark hair and brown. You know, if you want to be that specific, or you can say, I want somebody who's kind and who's loving and compassionate, is independent, but yet, you know, loves and adore me and I love and adore him. You know, those kinds of things. So the universe, when the universe says coming soon, the universe says it's okay. You can let go of that. You've asked us for it, so it's on its way to you. Now it's up to you to just allow that to step in. And when you say, where is it, or it's not here yet, or oh, I wish I could be married right now, those things are coming from a space of I don't have it. So that's the thing to shift to, is like fill yourself in. What's it like? What is it going to be like when I'm married? You know, what kind of, you know, what, you know, are, if you like to cook, what kind of meals am I going to cook? Ooh, his favorite meal. What if his favorite meal is this and I can cook this? And, or I love this restaurant. We're going to go to this restaurant. I mean, so it's almost like you go ahead and get yourself into those little stories and just be happy, because the universe said coming soon. And it's like, wow,
yeah.
That's again, awesome. Be in that space, because If we said, okay, October 27th, you know, what does that mean? All of a sudden you're looking at that date. I don't know. It is excitement and it is a thrill. And at the same time, it's like if October 27th shows up and in the interim, something comes up and you go, God, I wish I had a boyfriend right now, or I wish I had an extra $500 right now. And then you've thrown out this little moment of I don't have. And then October 27th comes around and it doesn't show up, you're going to be so disappointed, and you're going to put a lot of energy in that. And that's not what we want at all, and that's not what the universe wants, because the universe will give you absolutely what it is that you want in that space of love and joy and compassion. And it's, you know, I will tell you this, we always get our answers. It may not look, like Elisa said, it may not look the way that we think it should look. And when we see the gift in that answer, you know, you may start dating someone and you might date them for a little bit and you say, you know, he's a really nice guy, but he's just not the one. And you let him go and you know, okay, I'm getting closer, you know, or you might get, you know, a bonus or some unexpected money in the mail and you go, wow, that was really cool. I got some unexpected money. It's like, oh, finances, when we talk about finances or abundance, We usually we're tunnel vision and say we have to have this job, we get a paycheck and we go out. You know, if we just open our peripheral and allow, things come in all different directions, all over the place. And the idea is to allow that into your space, allow yourself to open up to infinite possibility to all those things. All right, that's my thing, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you. Yeah, and then my mom on the other side, she's on the other side, and we're celebrating joy and happiness. So,
yeah.
I don't know, I'm getting all
great
signs, but, you know, which is really cool. I'll keep you posted when it comes in.
Yeah.
Do that.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for waking
Thank
up so early
calling.
And joining us. And what a great message that you actually, it's for you, but it's for all of us, you know. It's coming.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you again. We're going to get to the next caller,
thank you.
I appreciate you calling in, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Next caller. That was so good. Area code 856. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
Good, who's this?
Rose Maria.
Yay, it's been a while, huh?
It's a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, so what's going on? So today, you know, my usual co-host Liz is not on the air today, but my cousin Anna is. So,
Hi,
yeah.
Anna. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rose Maria.
So what's going on? Keep us posted. What's going on?
Same thing, getting agitated and all that stuff, getting anxious and stressed, and yesterday for money and finances, and yesterday, the one I'm interested in, I just got back from Italy too, not too long ago,
yeah.
His last name, and I said I can't say the last name, but I can say C, I am, and part of him afterwards yesterday. I don't know what that meant, I just put it out of my mouth, out of the mall. That was funny when you guys said about the mall.
Yeah, Anna and I are not really big mall people, so, you know, we're like,
Okay, let me clarify. You said I am a part of, and you said this person's name? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this. We're all, at some point, well, first of all, if someone is in your experience, they're there to be a mirror for you. So you have to, you don't have to, you can resist it, but, and that's not going to do a great deal of good. And when we use those I am statements, they're very powerful. And you had that come in and you said, I am. And so when you look at this person and you're with this person, you have to say, okay, what is it that's coming up for you? And how am I experiencing in this relationship? And when I say relationship, whoever's in our experience, we have relationship. It can be friendship. It could be intimate relationships. It could be, you know, parents. It could be aunt, uncle. So when I say relationship, that's what I'm talking about, because we have someone in our experience. There is a relationship there. So what is the gift in that relationship? What is that person showing you that is like a mirror for you? Now, you had said, too, when you called in, you said you were kind of agitated, too.
Right.
And I wanted to
work.
What's that?
I was agitated the other day when I was on at work, like towards the end of my shift. I'm like, pissed off with the people I'm working with.
Yeah. And well, and again, those are relationships. So in detail, like what, you know, and I'm not going to, you don't have to answer this, but in when you're there and you, when you feel that moment of agitation, you can say, okay, what is it that about that person that's agitating me? And what can I find about that person that I appreciate? And I know that sounds really weird. First of all, it could be a fun game to play at the end of your shift. So you're like, let me find things to appreciate. So if I'm appreciating your shoes, or, you know, maybe you're wearing a certain shirt, or you said something earlier that it really resonated with me, or I even like the fact that now you just walked away, and that's okay too. So but you see where I'm going? Like, what I want you to do is work on raising your vibration, raising your awareness of how you feel, because when you raise that awareness of how you feel and you shift you, all of those people are going to change. All of the situations around you are going to change. So in that agitation, you're actually saying, oh, I'm putting energy into this situation. And let me tell you, anger and agitation and fear and all of those things are so powerful. I always say, for example, when somebody really makes you mad, you could stomp around like a 5-year-old. I know I do. You know, you stomp around like a 5-year-old and you pout and you're angry and you're putting a lot of energy into that anger. And then when somebody hands you, say somebody comes up and says, here, I'm going to buy you lunch. Do we jump up and down and go, oh, my God, this is awesome? You know, do we do that? That's what we should do, because then we put energy in that. So it's where your energy goes, you're going to see that same thing repeatedly in your space, in your life. So when we start feeling agitated, if you think about it, just act like it's a game. I'm feeling agitated. That person made me agitated. What do I appreciate about that person? And that'll even make you kind of, you know, sometimes it makes people laugh when I say that. It's like, that person really may upset you. What do you like about them? And they chuckle for a minute. Like, are you serious? I mean, no, really. Like, check out, first of all, check out their shoes. Like, are they wearing some fun shoes? Maybe their shoelaces are a funky color. Whatever, just do something to shift your energy about that, and that's going to shift. And when you say, then again, this is, it's all, to me, all the energy is the same. And when you look at this and you say, I am a part of this person, what is it about this person that you appreciate? What is it about this person that you feel like you're connected with? Because that person is in your experience for a reason or an experience or for a way to you, for you to look at you. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's, and sometimes we have people in our experience, quite frankly, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. And then I have to say, oh, what is it that I'm supposed to be experiencing? And what is my gift? And if we can, and when, not if, but when, because we all have choice. You can shift your energy in any moment. When we have that choice to shift and we shift, everything changes. That's like a universal guarantee, you know? Very strange, but I tell you, it works. It's like, whoa, okay, it's different. And what happens is you start feeling better. You don't get as agitated, you know? And there's some other stuff you can do. Like, you can kind of look at the person, and if they're really agitating you, like, mentally draw antenna on their heads or funny glasses or something so that every time I see you laugh, but that's raising your vibration. And every time you see that person, I play circus music in my head sometimes and draw funny faces on people because it makes me laugh. It doesn't have anything to do with them, but it makes me laugh. It changes my energy and it shifts my vibration. So I know those sound like little weird things, but it's all, it has nothing to do really with the other person. That other person is there for your experience only, you know, if you will. So how do you want to experience it? And all that is a toy.
Cool.
Anyway, all right. Go, Alisa. It's your turn.
You know, I mean, because you call in every so often. I mean, we only hear from you like once in a blue moon. But, you know, I feel like there are some days when you get really, really upset about something or, you know, something really gets under your skin. And I think for you to be able to apply any of these techniques or just, you know, even if you come up with something else, it's not to deny you feeling what you're feeling, but maybe to understand it better so you don't have to linger on that for too long. Because basically, energetically, everyone ideally would just be working at always improving how they're feeling, you know, always kind of lightening the vibration so that they're like, yeah, you know, but I can work through it. Or, because I know, like, right now it's not one of these, we gotta talk you off the ledge or anything like that. At least I hope not. But you know, it's the little irritation that if it becomes a pattern, starts to become the norm. Then that's what you kind of you want your norm to be something that's actually like, wow, that's pretty cool. It's a cool norm versus like, well, I'm just like everybody else in that I'm jaded and cynical and upset and. You know, I could cut you at any moment if you say the wrong thing. So you kind of want to improve your, your energy level, so that when stuff really does irritate you, at least you know, okay, this is going to be temporary, because I can cut that in half just by taking care of myself in this way. You know, by taking a moment to breathe or to, you know, have circus music playing in the background just to lighten my own mood. I mean, because then it's not about if the other person responds a certain way for you or to you. That's so much power given out to somebody else or another situation. Whereas you have it all within you to say, all right, well, if I can see clearly that this is how this person is always going to be, then I have some choices to make if I want to spend as much time as I have been with this person. You know, and I know that you get that because, you know, we've been talking to you for a while. So,
all right.
You know, you have this cool vibe, but it's like you let something just get so into your skin that becomes your energy. And I know you can switch it up because you deserve better. But you have to believe that you deserve better, that you can actually get better.
So, true. Yeah. So as long as the other one gets a hold of me.
yeah. I know it. But it's good to hear from you. We're pretty much at the end of our show time. But good to hear from you. Try to
try using some of the tools that we just mentioned. And Anna has some really fun ones. And Anna is like one of the coolest people I know. And she's going through some stuff, but you would not have figured that out if you didn't know her. You know, if you didn't.
Yeah.
You know, she's got some experience there. So good luck to you. It's so good to hear from
Thanks.
You. And I know
we will
be like, man, I can't believe we didn't get to talk to her. She didn't get to talk to you, but I'm sure we'll be in touch soon. So take
Hello.
Care.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Cousin.
Yep.
We are at the end of
that
our show.
I know. It was so quick. Y'all need to call in like at 8:30 Eastern time.
Some people do.
Yeah,
and it still takes, you know, still takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad you were able to join us today. And
yeah,
honestly, because I'll be traveling. I have a feeling you and Liz will be
uh-huh.
carrying the show if you have the opportunity
yeah.
to, while I'm out and about on ships or on a huge block of ice. So, not even ice, but lava. But, but I love you and I appreciate you and I love the energy you bring to not just the show, but to my life. And,
well, thank you.
And of course, you know, our thoughts out to Liz. Sometimes she tends to listen to the podcast. She's better at that than I am because I don't listen if I'm not on. But Liz, if you do listen, we love you too. And for all of
you,
we will be we love you so much. We will be back on the air Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Anna, you're always welcome to join us. You know, since you're usually up
Thank
crazy
you.
Early anyway, we'd love to have you
yeah.
on. But everyone, have a great weekend. Be good to each other. And what's Liz's latest tagline is "Let the light work for you," or "Let the light
oh.
do the work." I think that's what it is.
Let
the,
oh,
light,
let the light
do the
work.
Yeah. Well, I'm making all kinds
Very
of stuff
cool.
up, you know, brushing floss after every meal. I don't know what our last tagline is going to be.
I'm going to write that
it's,
down.
I've hashtagged it before, but yeah.
Hashtag, yeah.
Let the light work for you. All right, everyone. Take care.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to Universal Energy Radio. Bye.
Bye.
That you like.